welcome to Business Today's News Podcast. This is Vivek and here are the top stories. Finance Ministry has approved guidelines for a scheme granting ex gratia payment against the difference between compound interest and simple interest for 6 months on loans up to 2 crore rupees. The guidelines came after the Supreme Court directed the centre to implement as soon as possible the interest waiver on such loans during the RBI moratorium. As per the operational guidelines by Department of Financial Services, the scheme can be availed by borrowers in specified loan accounts for a period from March 1st to August 31st. A special court in Mumbai rejected the plea of Deepak Kochar seeking post-COVID care at a private hospital. Kochar was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate last month in connection with the ICICI Bank Videocon money laundering case. Days after his arrest, he tested positive for coronavirus and underwent treatment as per the court's direction. He recently recovered from the infection and was then remanded in judicial custody. Concerned over the post-COVID care in prison, his lawyer submitted a plea to shift Kochar to a private hospital, which was denied. The government plans to conclude the bidding process in 4 major PSUs by November as the stock market is heading to break above pre-COVID levels. These include BPCL, Shipping Corporation, Container Corporation and BEML. Though the price of these 4 PSUs are far below their pre-COVID levels, the government doesn't want to miss the opportunity as volatility is likely to drag down the prices. The government's total stake in these companies is valued at 56,214 crore rupees as on Friday. However, the government is likely to get a better premium in BPCL and Container Corporation because of the business opportunities and assets. In a bid to bridge the GST revenue shortfall, the centre has borrowed and transferred the first tranche of 6,000 crore rupees to 16 states and union territories under a special borrowing window. As per the Finance Ministry, the borrowing is fixed at an interest rate of 5.19%. The tenor of borrowing is expected to be broadly in the range of 3 to 5 years. The government intends to make weekly releases of 6,000 crore rupees to the states. Pakistan will remain in the grey list of Financial Action Task Force or FATF till February 2021 as it has failed to fulfill 6 key obligations set by the Global Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Watchdog. These obligations include failure to take action against 2 of India's most wanted terrorists, Maulana Masood Azhar and Hafiz Saeed. FATF will send a team for on-site visit once Pakistan complies with the remaining 6 conditions. And that's all for today. Join us tomorrow for more headlines. Thank you.